It was officially New Year's Day this year when Benny the Beluga, who spent over 3 months in the Thames, finally decided it was time to head home. Belugas, which can grow up to 5.5 metres long, spend most of their time off the coasts of Alaska, Canada and Russia, though they often travel great distances in search of food. You might remember that here on the show we spoke to Martin Garside, one of the Port of London Authority team, which monitored the situation.
I'm good, Derek, and thanks for inviting me on the programme. It's a privilege.
We're delighted to have you. So tell us about Benny the beluga whale. Where is he now? What is he? Actually, is it a male at all? Do we know?
Well, it sounds like you've got some good experts in your studio, but my understanding is that the finest whale expert wouldn't be able to identify the sex. So although it has been nicknamed Benny, we don't know if it's Benny or Belinda. It could be either. Let's call it it. He, she has been here a week now. First sighting was an ornithologist who spotted it just east of Gravesend. That's if you're looking across the River Thames on the Kent side, or if you know your geography of that part of the Thames estuary well, just to the east of Tilbury on the Essex side. Ornithologist guy really knew his onions. I think he's been in the Arctic. He's recognised it instantly. That was last Tuesday morning. And I went out that afternoon with one of my colleagues on a patrol boat and just to verify the sighting, and spot on it. It's a beluga whale. You ask what it's been doing. I mean, at the risk of oversimplifying its behaviour, it seems to be swimming around apparently healthily. We'll come back to the word apparently in a moment. Foraging for food. We hope, successfully, but you've clearly got some experts in the studio. I'd value any insights they may have.
Meanwhile, mystery continues to surround a beluga whale, which was discovered wearing a harness in Norwegian waters in recent months, prompting questions about whether it may have been trained by the Russian government to work as a spy. Vladimir, the whale, was found by fishermen off the small village of Ingoya, with reports that the harness bore the words "Equipment of St. Petersburg." Helge Sufteland is a journalist with NRK in Norway. He was on the programme recently speaking about the Norwegian government's proposal to cull around 50% of the country's grey wolf population, prompting widespread protests and demonstrations. But we also spoke to Helge about the discovery of Vladimir the beluga whale.
I have to correct you a little bit there. It's not Vladimir, it's Whaledimir.
Oh, excuse me. Whaledimir.
Yes. a good little pun there on Vladimir P. Yes, this beluga whale came to the Norwegian shores in early April, and he made port in Hammerfest, not too far from where I and the good Dr. Collins went birdwatching a couple of years back. He came in there and he was wearing a harness, a GoPro camera harness, actually, and it said St. Petersburg on the harness, and it was sort of military web colored and everything. A lot of back and forth, and a local fisherman jumped into the sea and cut the harness off the whale, and the whale followed the boat to shore, and this sort of taken up his own permanent place in the Bay of Hammerfest. They sent this harness to the intelligence services, and they tried to sort of figure out where it could come from. And there is a pretty good consensus that this is some kind of military-trained animal. This facility up in Polyany in the Arctic region of Russia, who are kind of known, or at least in the West, suspected to be training animals for this kind of purpose. And I know the principal scientist who worked this case, and he at least is very certain that this animal stems from somewhere around there.
Is it still there? Can you go and see it?
He's there, and he's both the friend and Vladimir Putin, and the whale is there still. The whale, he just loves people, apparently. So he stays there, and they've been feeding him herring. The Norwegian Orca Survey, they have made an online petition thing for people to donate money, and he's been eating herring for about 20,000 euros since he came. The local council and the mayor up there, he's saying that they will keep him with fish for as long as it takes. He's turning into a little celebrity, and he's got his own little tourist industry growing around him now, where people go out in boats and have a look at him and take pictures. And earlier this week, the Prime Minister went up there, and she were sort of photographed with not so very flattering pictures when she was kind of trying to manhandle it while she was hand feeding it herring. He's a little celebrity.
He's a star. I hope he lasts longer than Keiko, the whale that ended up in the Norwegian fjord. I think, was it Kristiansand or Kristiansund? Which is in the south, on the west coast?
Kristiansand on the south coast.
So it was Kristiansund.
On the west coast.
Kristiansund, then, is where the whale ended up. And anyway, he died shortly after riding into that fjord.
Very tragic story. I was one of the last journalists who went to Iceland and had a look at his enclosure where he was living there before he sort of strayed off and ended up on the Norwegian coast and died a couple of months later. But this whale is, I don't know what kind of future he's looking at, but if he is a spy, if he is some sort of James...
He's managed to integrate himself very well into the local population, by the sounds of things.
He has.
He's doing a fantastic job.
You never
job.
Know. And he's such a charmer, because he, there was a woman who went to see him, and she bent over the side of the boat, and her phone was like going into the sea and going to the bottom, and she was like, oh no, my phone, I'll never see it again. And the whale went down and he picked it up and came back up and handed it to her.
So he is a very well-trained whale, for sure. He's trained.
He's very well-trained.
And, like, and if he is a spy... A white whale, they look like, if you remember the cartoon, Casper the Friendly Ghost, for the benefit of our listeners. But that's the beluga whale. It's a white whale.
And if he is a spy, then there is a Norwegian who is held up in Russia now and has had a verdict to be a spy. So maybe we could have some sort of funky exchange.
Mm.
How
on
would
the
that
high
be?
Seas?
Some sort of I don't know.
Oh, don't do that! Ruin your tourist industry. This whale is paying his way.
Absolutely. So is he in a fjord? Can you go out on a boat and have a look at him? Can you see him from the shoreline or what? Where does it work?
Yes. You can see him from the harbour. Sometimes he's sort of bobbing up and down 5 feet from the harbour.
Where exactly
you can go
is
down
it again?
There and, this is Hammerfest. This is the northern town of Hammerfest.
And where is that exactly in Norway?
It is pretty much, if you draw a line from Oslo and go straight towards the North Pole, it's one of the towns on the far Norwegian coastline, right up north.
Is it easy to get to?
It is easy to get to. We have a very nice short route airline system here, so it's just to go up there and get on a plane. Or you could go on the Hurtigruten, the coastal ship line that goes past Hammerfest. My niece, she works there, and she could see him from her boat the other day when she was passing.
Oh,
so,
it's a fascinating story.
He's quite
story.
An entertainer.
There was a famous whale called Tiffy. He was a bottlenose dolphin, and he was trained by the American Navy to go down to a thing called Sea Lab off California and carry messages up and down. And he was a bottlenose dolphin, and bottlenose dolphins are the great performers in these sea life places. But there's one problem for the Russians. The Kara Sea is much too cold for bottlenose dolphins. So they have to resort to the beluga, the white whale, the canary whale, the great singer, and use him up there. So it's almost certain that he's second in the line of possibly trained porpoises and dolphins. So it's certainly Russia that's behind this. But we shouldn't throw any stones. After all, the Americans have been at this for decades.
And God bless him, the late Philip McCabe was telling us they were even using bumblebees, were they not, to find mines and land on the mines and explode the mines. So, I mean, for a good reason, obviously.
There is another beluga that's probably going to become extinct thanks to Brexit. It's the huge transporter aeroplane that flies the wings and thing to Airbus.
Hang on, hold on,
Toulouse.
Richard, hold on a second. Airbus have said they are no longer making those planes after, I think it's the year 2021. It has nothing to do with Brexit. The orders for that aircraft are very low and below expectations. Everything is linked to Brexit. This has nothing to do with Brexit.
Anyway,
the orders for the aircraft are low.
But
the A380.
This thing does, I've seen pictures of it, it does look like a beluga whale.
Yes, it does.
Big white thing.
Yeah.
Is that going to become extinct? What a pity.
Well, no, it is becoming extinct because people aren't ordering it. That's the problem.
Oh, dear.
But it's a fascinating story. It really is, Helge. Thank you very much indeed.
You are welcome. Anytime.
And if you'd like to see some pictures of Vladimir, you can visit our website, rte.ie/money.